I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the significant case from the Court of Criminal Appeals. I've done this before for a number of different venues, and the thing I like to try and do is I try to find a way to sort of sum up the entire court, sort of a theme, if you will, to sum up the court to begin with, and this was all I could come up with. That the lightning was the whole budget went into the lightning. That's right. Yes, it's really kind of, for me, it's been particularly been a sort of a Frankenstein kind of year because we had a different makeup of the court for the first half of the term and then we have at the last half of the term. And so it's really kind of hard to say the court has kind of changed in its direction a little bit. And so it's hard to sort of come up with a unifying theme. Plus, for me, it's been difficult because, you know, there's been a change in my life. I started off part of the year as an assistant district attorney. But now, as you can see, this is my ID. I am now an employee of the, and it's on this too, so I can get into places. It's really good. And so anyway, so I've now had to go from a perspective of being an advocate appearing before the court to actually being on the court, and that's quite a change as well. And so I'm going to do my best. It sort of changes my perspective a little bit. I will try not to, you know, be as arch or make fun of anyone except Kevin. He's the only one. That's not true. Actually, I'm not going to, not at all. I'm going to do my best to be not make fun of Kevin. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about. First, I'm going to talk about what's not in the paper. The paper was a wonderful resource, and really, that's I commend it to your reading. It's very thorough. It was written by my briefing assistant, briefing attorney, Jessica Ruchley, but she had a deadline, and we had some other cases that were pretty significant that came out after that. And I wanted to touch on those.